you, Brother Pirtle. Praise the Lord, everybody.
The Lord.
Well, God is good, greatly to be praised, worthy of all of it. And we the recipients of his blessings. You may be seated for just a moment or two. God is good, and I'm so honored once again to be in Nacogdoches at the Gospel Lighthouse. Love you folks. Thank you for putting up with me, tolerating me, whatever you want. I tell my wife that all the time. Thanks for putting up with me. And you brethren can say it or not, but thanks to our wives for putting up with us. And also, I might reverse that and say, thank you, husbands, for putting up with your wives. It works both ways. And most of all, I thank God for putting up with me. You know what? God loves us when nobody else does. God loves us at our worst moments when we are unlovable. He still loves us. And that's amazing. Now, that's true love. When somebody loves you at your worst, or when you are down, or when you are, heaven help us, when you are in a bad mood. You ever wake up some morning, you don't know why, you just, somebody say something so I can get you. And you say, what's wrong with you? I don't know, but leave me alone. You know what? This flesh gives us more trouble than anybody else. I've told people a lot of times, if you're giving me a bad day, I can get away from you. But if I'm giving me a bad day, no matter where I go, I'm still there. But God never gives me a bad day. God makes every day better. And can I give you just a little marriage counseling here? A good marriage makes the good times twice as good and makes the bad times only half as bad. Because when you've got a good spouse, they share everything. So God is good, our spouse is good, and with the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you about God being good. It is amazing. I told Brother Jeff a while ago, and I've told a lot of people this before today. He never ceases to amaze me. I've been in the church now for 66 years, and I wish I had known this so long ago. But when you're young, my mother used to have a saying, too soon old and too late smart. I wish I had known how God amazes. But I've learned that God never ceases to amaze me. I tell folks sometimes, I really think God spoils me, but I'm not about to tell him to quit. God, go ahead and spoil me all you want. I will do my absolute best to show you I love you and I appreciate every blessing, and I hope you do too. I want to go into the word of the Lord, and again, thank you so much for allowing me. I feel that I've heard from the Lord, and I don't want to preach to you. I want to minister to you. So it's so good to see all of you again, see some new faces and see some familiar faces. I'm glad you're still here, and I'm glad you new ones are here. Cross Whites and I go back quite a long way, especially Sister Cross White. You that don't know, she's our daughter by word of mouth. I guess not legally adopted, but we were her pastor when she was a little girl, and both of her folks are gone. So we became mom and dad, and I'm highly honored to call that girl our daughter. You won't find a better one, no matter where you go or how far you look or anything. I don't think you'll ever find a better. As far as I'm concerned, you won't. I told Brother Crosswhite one time, I said, now you know, if she's our daughter, that makes you our son-in-law, so you better behave. We did what you're doing. We had a good laugh. All right, I want to go into the word of the Lord. Enough talking, and I got the floor so early. There ain't no way. I don't know what time you normally get out, but there ain't no way I can preach till 12. So would you not tell Brother Crosswhite if I let you go a little bit early today? I won't tell if you won't. Okay. In the book of Luke, chapter number 8, and beginning at verse number 41. And there came, and behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Let me jump over to verse number 32, I believe it is, or I'm sorry, 49 and 50. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead, trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Jumping down to verse 54. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Jumping over to John chapter number 11. About the death of Lazarus, beginning at verse number 19. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Jumping over to verse number 32 now. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. I want to jump down to verse number 43 for the sake of time. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. Lord, I love you from the depths of my soul. And I'm so honored and so thankful to be standing where I am today. Once again, Lord, would it be you and not me that preaches through these vocal cords and these lips of clay and of flesh? Speak, Lord, for you know what needs to be said, and you know every need in the house. I humbly ask God, minister to each one individually, and then to the church as a whole. To you be honor, praise, and glory now and forever in Jesus' name. And the people said, amen. God bless you. Give him a good hand praise as you're sitting down. And with the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you today from this thought. You may be seated. And on time, God. I would dare say today that there probably is at least one and possibly quite a few that at one time or another in your life you have felt that God was just a little bit late. I remember a story I heard so long ago about, and this is the way the story was told to me, about an old preacher, and something had happened and he was in tremendous pain, and they prayed and they prayed, and finally the old gentleman said this. He said, Lord, I really love you, but you're a little slow this time. And no doubt we have felt that way. Lord, would you get in a hurry, and would you come and help me, because I'm tired of, you know, our day in which we live. We live in a fast paced world. We live in an instant world. We want everything now. May I say to you today, ladies and gentlemen, we may be like that, but time means nothing to God. And may I assure you today, you may look back on something that you've been praying about, and you may think, God, you're late this time. Can I tell you, time doesn't mean anything to God. And when God comes on the scene, he's not going to be late, but he'll be right on time. Oh my, from our point of view and from looking at the situation, we could say, Lord, you're too late. That's exactly what the ruler told Jairus. He said, you're too late. And in our day and age, it would be so easy, because this is human nature, to blame somebody else. I feel like God wanted me to share this with you. It would be like us to say, now, you should have went yesterday and got him. Our Lord, as Mary and Martha could say, and they basically did, Lord, if you'd have got here yesterday, it would have been all right. Not yesterday, but 4 days ago. But can I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know when God's going to arrive, but I can tell you this, he will not be late, and he will not be short. You may have been waiting a while, but sometimes God allows us to wait so that we can see what he can do, and we will appreciate it far more than if God came at our every beck and call. You know, I've got a little plaque on my desk that my wife gave me that says, I wish I'd have met you sooner so I could have loved you longer. And I said that to say this, I wish I'd have got in church earlier. God called me to preach a few years before I really got in church like I should have. I wish I hadn't backslid, but I did. But you know what? I'm so thankful that when I did go to an altar, God didn't say to me, you should have listened to me a few years ago. I found God right there waiting at an altar. And I know I missed a few years, but ladies and gentlemen, can I tell you, when God came into my life, he came in to stay. So I wish I had lived for him longer, but he was not late. He was right on time. He knew when I would give everything to him. I've come to tell somebody today, you've been waiting a while, you prayed a long time, but it's time to realize that God's got a time. It may not be your time, but God is always at on time. God, you know, we don't like, you know, I've never seen a husband or heard of one that enjoys waiting on his wife. Now, I've heard more about men that are impatient than I have women. I was at a wedding just a few years ago, and the bride took forever. And somebody told her husband-to-be, said, you might as well get used to it. This is just the way she is. On the other hand, I was at a funeral one time, and we had to wait on the wife of the man that had died. In fact, the funeral director explained to the crowd what we were waiting on. So whether it's getting married or burying a husband, it seemed like sometimes husbands are the one that are waiting. Let me tell you something. Oh my Lord, I feel the Holy Ghost. You may have been waiting on God for a while, and the devil has told you God ain't gonna answer that. If he was, he would have already answered. I've come to tell somebody, today is your day, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day that you have been waiting on. Today is the day that God shows up worship, and he's in the house of God, and he's in the house of God for one reason, and one reason only, two reasons rather. He wants you to worship him, but he's also here to bless you for that prayer that you have been praying. Oh, preacher, I've been waiting a long time. Your wait is about over. God is in the house to respond to what you've been praying about. Oh, my goodness. I feel a surge of the Holy Ghost. In fact, I feel a surge of the Holy Ghost boldness. This is not in any notes that I have, but I tell you what I feel. I've come to tell somebody today, you've been praying for something for quite a while, and it hadn't happened. I know I've mentioned it here, but we had a preacher some years ago named R.E. Johnson. R.E. Johnson walked on a cane. R.E. Johnson got prayer and prayer and prayer and prayer. And that cane stayed with him. But Brother Pirtle, one night he got prayer. This is after years of waiting. And that night, that prayer hit home. And God just came down and healed R.E. Johnson instantly. And to my knowledge, he never used that cane until the day that he died. Hallelujah to God. I've come to tell somebody today that answer that you've been longing for, that answer that you've been praying about, God's about to step out and respond to you. And God's about to assure you, I heard you from the first day, but I haven't responded yet, but I'm about to respond. Can I tell you, they told Jairus, you're too late. No, you're not late, and God's not late, but he's right on time. My Lord, have mercy. I was in church, oh, a year or two ago, and after the service, so on Sunday night, after the service, there was a man came to me. I don't remember what his name was. But he came to me and said, Brother Schubert, my son is a backslider and is not even interested in church. Would you please pray that he'll come back? I said, let's pray right now. We join hands and we just said a simple prayer. I was back in the area Wednesday night. And we went to get a bite to eat after service. That man came in the restaurant where we were. 3 days later, it don't always happen like this, but this time it did. And he came running up to me and he said, Brother Schubert, my boy was in church tonight and he prayed back through. Can I tell you, that lost loved one, that one that's fighting you, looks like every step of the way, God is not ignoring your prayer. God has heard your prayer. Hallelujah to God. I've come to tell somebody, it's time to rejoice. It's time to praise God and to respond to God with praise and with worship. God's not late. God's right on time. And when the time comes, it'll be like when I pray through and they're gonna be there from now on. Woo, hallelujah to God. If you'd have just been here, Lord, he might have seemed like he wasn't here. That don't mean he didn't hear your prayer. You're looking at the answer. He might not have answered the other day. That don't mean he's not going to answer. He just hadn't done it yet. He's not late. He is the resurrection. He's not late. He is the answer. Oh, my goodness. You know, we could always, and I've heard this from my wife. Why didn't you get prayer? Well, I just didn't. And I have not heard this, but I'll guarantee you some of you have. Why didn't you call the church? I've had people tell me as a pastor, I started to call you, but I didn't want to bother you. What bothered me was the fact they didn't call. We're going to pray anyway. And we don't mind praying for you. Call pastor. Let him call your name in prayer. I've been healed from an unspoken request in prayer of some bad things. Let me tell you, we don't always have to know what the problem is. Because I ain't going to do nothing about it anyway. I can't. But even God himself said, is anything too hard for the Lord? And then he responded and he said, I know not any. There ain't no problem you got. That's a problem to God. The problem is our mind and our getting through to God. Sometimes the devil hinders our prayer. Keep praying. Keep bombarding heaven. Have you ever picked up the phone and you tried to call somebody and you got a busy signal or it said this number cannot be reached? You might not reach God today. Don't quit calling. I'm telling you, the devil don't want you to get through, but God's not going to be late. He's going to be an on-time God. My Lord, have mercy. It's amazing. A tremendously good friend in the church we're out of, Brother G.A. Bergen. G.A. Bergen had migraines. And I've never had a migraine headache, but I've heard a lot about them. Anybody in here ever had a migraine headache? Oh my, some of you have. They tell me they are. They would put Brother Bergen, who worked it down, they would put him to bed for 2 or 3 days. G.A. Bergen come and got prayer. He come and got prayer. He come and got prayer. You say, I ain't going to do it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Jesus took the disciples to the little widow woman and the unjust judge. And he told them, said, I want you to learn a lesson here. He said, they just listened to the conversation between the widow woman and the unjust judge. And she came to him and said, avenge you, mine adversary. And the judge finally said to himself, I don't care about her and I don't care about God. But he said, if I don't avenge her, she's going to keep coming. Let me tell you what, make the devil say, if I don't quit bothering them, they're going to keep praying to God until they get that answer. So I'm just not going to bother them today. And when that prayer goes through, ladies and gentlemen, my God, what a victory. You're going to be able to take a victory lap. You're going to be able to say, my God, I didn't know it would be this good. I didn't know God would do this much. I'm telling you, they didn't know Jesus was going to bring that girl back to life. But he said, wait a minute, Jairus, I'm not late. I'm right on time. I know. I don't know the man personally. But I know of him. He'd done some bad things. He was going to prison. And he was running from the law. Now, first of all, let me tell you this. Don't do bad things. Don't get in the same mess this guy was in. But he did some bad things. And so he got in the church and he asked the pastor, what should I do? Pastor said, give yourself up. But I'm going to prison. I know, but it's the right thing to do because you're guilty. So he did. And they put him in jail. And came time for his trial. And the judge looked at him and he said, I know you're guilty, but we can't find any kind of paperwork on you at all. So I cannot send you to prison because there's nothing that shows you're guilty. The man walked out a free man. Tell me God wasn't on time. If he'd have went earlier, woo, my God, have mercy. Let me tell you something. God can shut a door or God can open one. But my God, have mercy. But God can make a way where there seems to be absolutely no way out of it. I'm telling you, he is an on-time God. And God has sent me today to tell you he has heard your prayer and the answer is on the way. My Lord, it's amazing. For you see, had God raised that little girl up, he wouldn't have got the recognition and the praise that he got. I have been involved in two people being raised from the dead. And I got to thinking, I think it was this morning. We don't pray for dead people anymore. You say, do you think God would raise them up? Well, why shouldn't he? God said, the works that I do and greater than these shall you do because I go to my Father. Did he raise the dead? Well, I've heard of other preachers, other people. In fact, Sister Crosswhite, God raised her from the dead when she was a kid in Zavala, Texas. If God raised one from the dead, he can raise 100 from the dead. I want to tell you today, somebody's fighting a battle, but God has sent me to tell you, lay it on the altar and don't pick it up again because the answer is on the way. And God is about to show you what God and God alone can do in your life. I don't know who I'm preaching to today. I'm not one of these preachers. I have nothing against it. My God, I'm not one that calls people out, or I haven't. But if God tells me to, I will. But I promise you, I will not embarrass you. But God has sent me. There is one individual in this audience. You have been praying for something for quite a while, and you've been getting a response from the enemy that says, God ain't gonna do it, or if he was, he would have done it by now. Hey, God ain't late. He just hadn't done it yet. And when he does, let me tell you this. Write it down. When he does, he's going to amaze you in how he does it and how good it's going to be. God's going beyond. My Lord God, I'm stepping out on a limb. No, I'm not. I'm putting God on a limb. When he does, God's going to do far beyond what you have even asked him. I'm like a preacher that, in fact, he was our pastor at one time. He went to evangelizing, was preaching a revival in Houston. We went up to hear him. There was a woman in that church. She came to him and she said, Preacher, I haven't spoken in tongues in a long time, and I sure would like for God to confirm that I've got the Holy Ghost. And he said to me, brother, he called me by my first name. He said, Brother Marlowe, he said, before I thought I did this, he said, sister, if there's a God in heaven tomorrow night, God's going to confirm it. And he said, I went to my room and he said, and the devil was there. And he said, boy, you have stuck your neck out and I've stuck mine out, I guess. If you want to say that, and he said, wait a minute. I didn't stick my neck out. I stuck God's neck out. And he said, I hit my knees in prayer. And the next night, that woman came to church, and she was slain under the power. And those hands went up and speaking in other tongues as the Spirit give utterance. Can I tell somebody, God wants to assure you today that it's not hopeless and it's not in vain. But the God that sits on the throne and rules the world, God has heard your prayer and God has sent me with an assurance message. It's going to be all right. Mary and Martha said, if you'd just been here, faith were back yonder. And faith were out yonder. Wait a minute. Let's get some faith for right now. Lord, both of them. That's why I wanted to read it to you. And Lord said, roll away the... Wait, Lord. By this time, he stinks because he's been dead 4 days. I was preaching for a preacher years ago. And he was telling me one of his experiences. And he said, this man died in his church. And he went to pray for him. Man was still laying in the bed where he'd passed away. He said, Brother Schubert, he said, I lifted my hand to pray it. And this is what God told me. He said, don't. And it just stopped him. And God said, don't ask me, because he's going to cause you trouble. So he said, I just put my hand down and prayed and lifted alone at that. God doesn't always respond the way we want him to, but God will respond. But God has not told me that about you. God has just told me to tell you, he has heard you every time, but he has not responded, but he is about to respond. And you are going to be absolutely amazed, because our God is an amazing God. I told Brother Jeff, he never ceases to amaze me, and I've been trying to live for him for a long time. Let me tell you, I don't remember who this was, but I believe the man was sitting in church, and he could not see. And something happened, and all of a sudden, he began to blink his eyes. And all of a sudden, it dawned on him, I can see. You see, it doesn't always come the way we think it ought to. Did you know you can get healed while I'm preaching? The Holy Ghost fell while Peter was preaching. You don't have to wait for an altar call. We believe in it, we do it, we practice it, we preach it, but you don't always have to be anointed. The oil is not going to do it. It's the obedience to the Word of God. Somebody ought to stand up and begin to praise God for your touch even now. I mean that. I feel that in the Holy Ghost. Come on. I rebuke every pain in this building this morning. I command it in the name of Jesus Christ, whose I am and whom I serve. I cast that pain from your body and I cast it back to the sea where it belongs, as far as the east is from the west. Every pain has got to leave this building right now in Jesus' name. Somebody was just hurting and you ought to be not hurting even now. Am I right? All right. Jesus, Lord, I've done my best to obey you. And now once again, I come in. I feel it. I come in the name of Jesus Christ, whose I am and whom I love. I rebuke every pain in this room. I cast it. My Lord, somebody ought to be praising God because that pain is leaving. I don't know who you are. God hadn't let me know, and I don't do things. This is very rare for me. Very, very rare. But somebody has just got a touch from the Lord. I'll go a little bit further. You've been hurting for a while. And you're not hurting now. I was in service years ago. I was not the preacher, but I was in that service. When something happened similar to what I just said, only the preacher called for somebody that was hurting. And finally, his wife said, "Is it me?" And he said, "You know it's you." And God healed her. She didn't want to say anything because she was kind of the center of attention. And I don't think it's my wife. In fact, I know it's not. But somebody just got a touch. You may not want to be the focus of attention. That's all right. But I want you to give God some glory. And let me tell you something. To Mary and Martha, if only you'd have been here a few days ago, it would have been okay. You may be thinking, if I'd have got prayer a few days ago, it would have been all right. God's not late. He's on time today. And he waited today to respond to you because God wanted you to know he can do it at any time. I'm good friends with some folks. And a lot of you know the Roaches who had Dwayne, who was afflicted. And down, I believe they call that Down syndrome. And Dwayne had it. And Sister Frances told me one night, they were in a service, a really, really good service. And Dwayne, all of a sudden, she said, he was as normal as any kids you could ever hope to see. And it was normal for just a few minutes. And God spoke to her and told her, said, I could do this anytime I wanted to, but it's not my will. And all of a sudden, Dwayne was back to being afflicted with down, and Dwayne died a couple of years ago. He lived a lot longer than he was supposed to live. Let me tell you something. Sometimes it's not God's will to do it. But I don't feel that this morning. I feel that God is in the house to tell you, as Jesus told Jairus, don't worry about it. It's going to be all right. That God has sent me to tell you that thing you've been waiting on. It's about to happen. So I'm telling you today, praise God for it. Thank him for it. Begin to praise him. Don't ask him again. Just begin to thank him and to praise him for what he's doing. Let me tell you how amazing God is. I've had some checkups lately. Just doctor's request. I want you to have a heart cath. Said your heart's two things on top of your heart, whatever they call those things. They're a little weaker than they ought to be. And I want to see what I need to put you on. So I went to, had a heart cath, and now they do it while you're awake. And I'm laying there in this office, and they do it in the office now. And I'm laying there, and you got this screen above me, and one over here, and one over here, and one back here. And he's almost disgusted. He finally gets through. And he said, sound to me like he's kind of disgusted. He said, you don't need nothing. Okay, works for me. So then he said, you've got some blockage in that main artery in your leg. Let's clean it out. So I went and he said he cleaned it out. He said you had 90% blockage. Three places, that down by your foot, at your knee, at your hip. Have you been walking around? I said, I haven't had no trouble. See, that's God. When you shouldn't be, you can be. So we opened it up and my knee got to where it just hurt. So I went back for a 2-week checkup. I said, why's my knee hurting? He said, I don't know. It ought not be hurting. It hurt. I'm sitting in the office. I said, it's hurting now. He looked at it. propped it up on his leg. He checked my foot, everything. I said, I don't know why, but it wasn't hurting before, but it's hurting now. Went home. My knee quit hurting. Doctor, don't know why it's hurting, but it ain't hurting anymore. Let me tell you something. If God can do it for me, God can do it for you. I'm telling you, folks, I want to tell you what an amazing God God is. Jairus, don't worry the master. She's already dead. Jairus, don't you believe it? It may look like she's dead, but she's going to be all right. And when Jesus told Mary and Martha, pull the stone away, Lord, you don't understand. Yes, I do. He is an on-time God. It may be late for you, but it ain't late for him. One more thing I want to mention. You know, the Apostle Paul was a tremendous man, writer of most of the New Testament. But Paul reached a place where he gave up hope. On the ship, when he was called to be before Caesar, I believe it was. And they were in some bad seas, storms. And Paul said, when neither sun nor stars appeared in many days, all hope that we should be saved was given up. It's over. We've resigned ourselves that we're going to die. But when it looked like everything was hopeless, when it looked like there wasn't any way out, God sent an angel and said, Paul, I want to give you a word. You've given up hope, but I've come to restore that hope. And I want to tell you, you're going to lose the ship, but you ain't going to lose a man on board. 276 men on that ship, and you're not going to lose a one of them. Maybe the devil's told you, you might as well give up. Can I tell you today, let me restore your faith and your hope once again. I want you to stand and let's thank God for the answer that's here or it's on the way. God, you know who's here, and you know every need in the house. Woo! And I come in your name, Jesus, on the authority of your word. And by the hand of the Lord upon my life and the Spirit of the Lord that I feel even now, God, would you touch every soul that's under the sound of my voice? Whatever that need is, I thank you for touching and taking care of it even now. It does not matter. By the way, that young man, and he was a young man at that time, he's never went to prison. Because they couldn't find any paperwork on him. I was to be ordained in another organization. And when I went to be ordained, they couldn't find any paperwork on me. I sat in the official's office. I had been overseas. I'd been in Korea in the military. I'd preached almost every Sunday afternoon. I was waiting to be ordained. And when I got back home in the States, now this was before I knew anything about the Godhead other than the Trinity. I went to see what the situation was. I'm sitting like you are. He was sitting behind his. He said, Brother Schubert, I hate to tell you this. I said, what's wrong? We can't find any of the paperwork on you. I said, you're kidding. He said, no. You think God was late? And right after that, I heard about Jesus' name. I had heard about Jesus' name baptism while I was in Korea. I had never heard of it before. We wound up going to a United Pentecostal church, and God opened up that scripture to us. He's not in the Godhead, folks. He is the Godhead. You could say, Brother Schubert, God was late. Was he on time or not? Had he let me know about it before, I might not have accepted it. But God, who in his time opened the door and the knowledge at the right time, and you're looking at a preacher that's been preaching this message for well over 50 years now. Let me tell you something. God hadn't ignored you. God is right on time today. I want us to come around the front, and I've got to get it through to you. God heard you already, but he's come today with a message of hope, a message of victory. I want us to begin to pray and thank God for the answer.
He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is.
He's an all-time God, yes he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an all-time God, yes he is. Oh, he's an all-time God, yes he is. He's an all-time God, yes he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
You can ask the children of Israel, trapped at the Red Sea, by the need of Pharaoh and his army. There was water all around them, and Pharaoh on the track. Yes, he is.
Oh, he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an all-time God. Yes, he is.
You can ask the 5,000.
Yes, he is. Oh, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. An on-time God, yes he is. He's an on-time God, yes he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. There right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time.
Hallelujah. I wonder if we can lift our voice to him. If we could shout unto God with that voice of triumph. Oh, could you thank him today for being an on-time God? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. He can do it. He is not restrained. He's not restrained by anything. The only thing that can hold God back is us. It's the only thing that can hold God back, because he is a gentleman. He is a respecter of free will. He's a respecter of our desire towards him, our faith. But when we have faith and we say, okay, God, that's your word. God says, all right, here I come. And God steps in. Anybody thankful for a God that answers prayers? Even though it's 2025, God still answers prayers. God still does the miraculous today. God can still work in the midst of any kind of situation. Amen, amen. One more time, can we give him a hand clap of praise today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brother Schubert, for preaching the word of God to us. Amen. Putting it down in us. And I did forget to mention earlier that there are a couple of prayer requests. And if we could take just a moment to bring those before the Lord, he's still able to answer. Brother K.T. Allison is needing prayer this morning. And then Sister Diane Crosswhite's sister and brother-in-law are needing prayer. They have put her brother-in-law on hospice. And so that family really needs the peace of God, the help of God. And this morning, could you lift your hands and just ask God to reach down into these situations? God can get closer than we ever can. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the touch of your spirit. And God, I'm asking that you would reach into these situations today, Lord. God, would you reach in and give peace? Give the help of your spirit, God. Oh, would you heal? Would you allow your virtue to flow, Jesus? Hallelujah. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your faithfulness, Jesus. We honor you. We honor you today, Jesus. Would you be with our pastor and his wife as they travel? And we thank you for it today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Take the word of God with you. Don't just leave it here, but take it with you. Chew on it today. And we will see you here this evening at prayer time, 6 o'clock.
So yesterday we had Bible quizzing tournament here, and Sister Ricky, thank you, cooked smothered pork chops and mac and cheese and green beans and rolls and desserts. And we have about 32 plates already boxed up to go in the third building. And we would really like all those desserts and all that food gone. It's for donations. Just that way that food is not going to waste, and it's Sister Ricky's good cooking, so...
Amen. So go back there and get some good smothered pork chops. My goodness. Y'all going to have to get your napkins out and kind of dab your mouth because some of you are already drooling. God bless you. Come back this evening tonight, 6 o'clock for prayer. And let's go to heaven. How? Together. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.
Did you know it, Sister Cassie? Did you already know that verse? I'd never heard it.
All the children, if there are any children in here, Brother Schubert wants to meet with you if you are 12 and under, right over here on the side.
Because I looked up and I was like, how is she going to say that? That's not right.
I don't know. I just kept playing.
Thank you for keeping to play.